Hello and welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss all the latest market news. I'm Catherine Sale, and with me today is William Lemos, Managing Editor of Europe. Hi, William. You've just come back from the Latin American Petrochemical Association annual meeting in Buenos Aires. So how was the meeting and what was the mood like over there?
Hey, Catherine. The mood was good. It was, people were more upbeat than they were last year. The main topic of conversation was actually the election in the U.S. There was a lot of everyone, we pretty much everyone that came to our suite and that we met on the sidelines, they were asking as we're talking about Donald Trump and what a Donald Trump White House will mean for the region. In Argentina, President Mauricio Macri openly supported Hillary during the campaign, and so there were, I think Argentinians are worried at thinking, okay, what will this mean for the country now in their relationship with the United States. Argentina, other than Trump, the conference being in Buenos Aires, obviously there was a lot of focus on Argentina and the work that Argentina is doing developing their shale resources. Argentina is only second to the United States in terms of shale. They have large shale reserves and they're putting a lot of money developing those resources. And so there was a lot of talk about how this will play out for Argentina. And there's even talk of a cracker being built over there now.
Oh, really? Has that been officially announced?
It has not been, it's Dow Chemical. They have not, what Dow Chemical, it's a story that we picked up when we were there. And what they said was that they will make a decision within 12 months.
Okay.
And this would be a world scale cracker. So we're talking about maybe 1 million, around 1 million tons a year of capacity. That's a big development. I was talking to a consultant there, and he said 2 years ago nobody would have thought of a new cracker being built in Argentina, and just like the United States, a few years ago people wouldn't have predicted that there would be so many new projects in America, but because of shale now we have all these crackers being built over there, and it's the same in Argentina. So no one would have speculated or talked about Argentina getting a new petrochemical facility, but it looks like Dow is considering it, and we should have a decision in the next 12 months. Definitely, Argentina and shale gas. Argentina was in the spotlight there.
Well, what about things elsewhere? What about Brazil and Mexico? Brazil is reeling from some pretty bad times in the past few years, right?
Absolutely. I guess it started in 2014 with that game with Germany. But no, I'm just kidding. Well, Brazil is, and Brazil went through a difficult. Brazil is, they say it's the worst recession in 100 years, and along with the recession, a major political crisis, which culminated with the impeachment of the former president, and now we have a new president who's going to finish her term, Michel Temer. And Brazilians were they were saying the worst is over, but it's not that Brazil is out of the woods. I think the economy is going to contract again this year. They expect some minor growth maybe next year, but they're still, it's not they're still in a recession. In Mexico, I think the big question for Mexico is what is Donald Trump, and I spoke with one delegate from Mexico, and I asked him, so how do you feel about this, or what are you hearing in Mexico? And he actually said that this could be an opportunity for Mexico, and I thought it was an interesting take. And he said an opportunity for Mexico to look for different partners and not to rely so much on the United States as a commercial partner for them. And he said, but he seemed to, I think they're definitely, there's some apprehension there. And I think there, it will be interesting to see after, in January, after Donald Trump is sworn in, how the relationship between Mexico and the United States will be going forward. Certainly, all that talk about canceling the trade agreements that the United States has, and talk about building a wall between the United States and Mexico, is not doing much to help. But who knows? We'll see what happens.
Thank you for explaining that, William. Please join us again in the next installment of the ISIS Europe Chemical Update podcast. I'll catch up with all the latest news on the ISIS dashboard. For ISIS here in London, I'm Catherine Sale.